राम राम हरे हरे, जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जय राधा बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जय गौर निताय गौर निताय गौर निताय, जय गौर निताय जय गौर गौर निताय गौर निताय, जय गौर निताय, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय प्रभुपाद। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे विल डिस्कस फ्रॉम कैंटो 5th चैप्टर 14 वर्स 11 एंड 12। So these verses are in the prose form, so we cannot recite them. So we'll directly see the word-to-word meaning. So just repeat behind me. Kvachit, sometimes. Uluka, of the owl. Jhilil, and the cricket. Swanavat, exactly like intolerable sound. Atipaurusha, extremely piercing. Rabhasa, by perseverance. Atopam, agitation. Pratyaksham, directly. Proksham, indirectly. Va, or Ripu, of enemies. Rajakula, and the government officers. Nirbhatsinena, by chastisement. Ativyathitha, very aggrieved. Karanamola Rudaya, whose ear and heart. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Sometimes the conditions was very aggrieved by the chastisement of the enemies and government servants who use harsh words against him directly or indirectly. At that time his heart and ears becomes very saddened. Such a chastisement may be compared to the sounds of owls and crickets. Purport. There are different types of enemies within this material world. The government chastise is one due to not paying income taxes. Such a criticism, direct or indirect, saddens one. And sometimes the conditioned soul tries to counteract that chastisement. Unfortunately, he cannot do anything. The verse 12, I will not read the word-to-word meaning, we will directly read translation. Due to his pious activities in previous lives, the conditioned souls attains the material facilities in this life. But when they are finished, He takes shelter of wealth and riches, which cannot help him in his life, in this life or the next life. Because of this, he approaches the living dead who possesses these things. Such people are compared to impure trees, creepers, and poisonous wells. Purport. The wealth and riches acquired through the previous pious activities should not be misused for sense gratification. Enjoying them for sense gratification is like enjoying the fruits of poisonous trees. Such activity will not help the conditioned soul in any way, neither in this life nor next. However, if one engages his possession in the service of the Lord under the guidance of a proper spiritual master, he will attain happiness both in this life and next. Unless he does so, he eats a forbidden apple and thereby loses his paradise. Lord Sri Krishna therefore advises that one's possession should be given to him. Yat karo shadashnasi, yat juhosi tadasiyat, yat tapasyasya kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer, and always as well as all austerities you perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Material wealth and opulence attained to the previous pious activities can be fully utilized for one's benefit in this life and the next if one is Krishna conscious. One should not try to possess more than he needs for the bare necessities. If one gets more than needed, the surplus should be fully engaged in Lord's service. That will make conditioned soul, the world and Krishna happy. And this is the aim of life. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadate Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam, pangum langhayate girim, yat kripatamaham vande shri guru dinatarinam, paramananda madhavam shri chaitanyamishwaram. Hare Krishna. Hare bol. So, we would like to welcome all of you for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, I beg at the lotus feet of each and every Vaishnavas present here that kindly bless me so that I could be able to speak something to glorify Krishna for your pleasure and for my purification. So many days we are hearing this topic of forests of material enjoyment, last chapter also and this chapter also. Whatever we are hearing in this chapter, Prabhupada already revealed in last chapter. Still, Prabhupada is not getting tired to quote this thing again and again and again and again and again. Sometimes we fed up while reading these chapters. I remember that something keeps repeated again and again and again. What is our mentality? I know all these things. I want something new. So this is called as neophyte mentality, or mentality of a Kanishtha Adhikari, or new Bhakta. But more the devotee becomes advanced, his consciousness becomes like that, I want to hear it again. Because that is a difference between the material thing and the spiritual thing. Material thing, when we hear again and again and again, we don't want to listen it again. We get bored. I remember when I was in college, in 2004, first year of my engineering, and there was a famous movie, and there was one famous song in that movie which used to play everywhere. They used to play everywhere that song. And all of my friends used to dance like anything on that song. Because that song has very high beat, high rhythm, and those are person with a young blood, they should dance naturally with the high beat on that song. Now, after 6 months, I happened to be with my friends in one place, and at that place there was one radio, and on that radio, that same song was again played after 6 months. Those my friends who should dance like anything on the same song, when they heard that song, they told me, now I am fed up with this song. I want something new. But those who are spiritualists, those are advanced in spiritual consciousness, they want to hear the same thing again and again and again, because they are on the spiritual platform. So this verse comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 13th chapter, which is the chapter of Brahma Vimohan Lila. So in that chapter, Sukadeva Goswami says, beautiful verse, Satamayam sarbhrutam nisargo yadarthavani shuti chetasamapi pratikshanam adnavyam adachyutasayad striyavitanam ivavasadhu artha. Who are Satam? And what is the nisarga? What is the swabhava? Nisarga means swabhava. Just like when a young boy, the group of young boys sit together in the college, we call this college katta, we used to call college katta. When they sit together, what they discuss? Naturally, at the young age, discuss about woman. How to enjoy a girl. How this girl look like, how this girl look like. That's what they discuss in the college. And they don't get tired while discussing that. Because that's a young blood. That's allowing them to do that. The rajaguna, that passion, is impelling them to do that. So, Sukadeva Goswami is giving analogy. In a similar way, those are satam, those are sadhu. They always want to hear about Krishna because pratikshanam navyam vadachyutasayat. Every time they hear, they think that it's a new. Something I heard new. That's the beauty of Krishna Katha versus the material thing. When the Shukadeva goes Pariksha Maharaj hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, at one point of time, Shukadeva Goswami thought, probably he is tired now because of eating and sleep, because of not eating and not sleeping and not drinking anything. So Pariksha Maharaj could able to gaze his expression on the face of Shukadeva Goswami. So just to encourage him more, to speak more, Pariksha Maharaj also speaks very beautiful verse. This comes in the 52 chapter of 10th canto, 20th verse. Brahmam Krishna Katha Punya Madhavir Lokamalapaha Kona Truppeta Shunvata Shutagya Nitya Nutanaha. Brahmam Krishna Katha Punyam. This Katha about Lord Krishna is Punya, is very auspicious, is very Pavitra. Madhavir Lokamalapaha. It cleanses the contamination, Mala Apaha. Whatever Mala is there in the heart, it cleanses. And who will remain satisfied by hearing this? One who hears this, he wants to hear more and more and again, because Shutagyo Nitya Nutanaha. It's always new, it always becomes newer and newer and newer. So Srila Prabhupada, number of times quoted in this purport, this famous verse, Dehi no smita dehi, we are not the body, we are the soul, we are not the body, we are the soul. But Prabhupada is not getting tired to quote it again and again and again. Because when Prabhupada quotes this verse, he is in ecstasy. Prabhupada says that my purports are my spiritual ecstasies. So we sometimes wonder, how can this purport be spiritual ecstasies? He's quoting the same words again and again and again. What's there in ecstasy about this? desire is ecstasy because he's getting tired in quoting the same verse again and again and again. What to speak of that? Once Srila Prabhupada told one of his disciples to give class. And Prabhupada sat down. It was very tough for his disciple to speak in front of founder Acharya of our organization. To speak in front of purest devotee in our organization. And the disciple was quoting the same verse. Dehi no smetha, dehi kaumara me manujara. And Prabhupada was listening that verse. And Prabhupada quoted hundreds of times or thousands of times in his purports the same verse. But when Prabhupada heard, his expression changed. As if he's hearing first time. And Prabhupada says, yes, 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 yes. We are not the body, we are the soul. You are speaking right thing. See, these are the advanced devotees. They want to hear it again and again and again. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown by his example. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear Bhagavatam class from Gadadhar Pandit at the Totakopuna temple, which katha used to hear? Dhruva katha and Prahlad katha. No Raslila, no about Krishna katha, but only Dhruva katha and Prahlad katha. But whenever you hear that katha, what do you say? Again. I want to hear it again. So, if you are thinking that I am getting bored by listening this, then we have to understand that we are still in the neophyte stage. We have a lot to go in the devotional service. So now, in this verse, these two verses, verse 11 12, which we read the translation and purport, these verses tells us the typical mentality of conditioned soul. What is the typical mentality of conditioned soul? Now, we heard from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna has created this world to give us misery. Many times on the Janmashtami stall, when we stand in question answer booth, nobody asks philosophical questions. When the people come there, they ask only one question. Why we are getting misery in this material world? Why we are feeling miserable in the world? That's the only question they ask mostly. So answer is quite simple. If you enter into the water and somebody asks question, how can you get wet? I have entered into water. I am supposed to get wet only. If somebody enters into coal mine and somebody asks the question, why your clothes are becoming black? What stupid question you are asking? I have entered into coal mine. My clothes are supposed to get black. Similarly, Krishna says this is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So the moment you are entered into Dukkhalayam, how can you expect happiness? We are going to get Dukkha only. So, but this, why Krishna created this Dukkha, this misery? Because here this verse says, the conditioned soul gets chastisement constantly by the government officers and by the many agencies. Government officers chastise the conditioned souls directly or indirectly by taxes. Sometimes they directly put taxes, and sometimes if the person did not pay the taxes, government put the raid on his house and snatches his money, whatever he has earned, by the wrong means. And this is one way of giving chastisement. But there are many ways of giving chastisement. Or old age is a chastisement. Death is a big chastisement. Diseases is a great chastisement. Birth again is another chastisement. Adi Devik misery, Adi Bhautik misery, Adi Atmik misery. All the chastisement, punishment given by the Prakriti, given by the Lord to us. Why? Again and again. So that we should come to our senses that this world is not meant for me. It is not gentleman's house. It's not supposed to, for me to supposed to live here. I'm supposed to go to a place which is full of happiness, which is spiritual world. But still, conditioned soul cannot understand this. He still doesn't come to his senses. They start repeating again and again and again chastisement, repeated harassment. Why? Because of the power of Maya. This Maya of the Lord. Lord says, Daivi esha gunamai. Mama Maya dratyaya. It's impossible to cross over. It's a divine power. It's as powerful as Krishna. So, this Maya is tremendous power. And because of this Maya, the conditioned soul cannot understand despite getting repeated chastisement. So second canto in Chatushloki Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma clearly says, what is this Maya? In that second verse of Chatushli Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma says, Lord Krishna said to Brahma, Ruteyartham yat pratiyeta, na pratiyeta cha atmani, tadvidya atmano maya, yathabhaso yathatamaha. What is the Maya? First part of the Maya is avidya. Avidya has two potencies. Artham na pratiyetam. What is the truth? What the truth is there? What the light is there? Artham na pratiyetam. That Maya will not let you know what is the truth. And in Sanskrit called as avaranatmika shakti. It covers us. It covers our consciousness. It's just like going to theater. When you go to theater, to make us focus on what they are projecting, what they do first, they switch off the light. When they switch off the light, we can't able to see anything around us. So that now we forget the reality of this world. And whatever the false thing they are going to project on the screen, we believe, we get absorbed in that thing. And that's how they make the money. So this is avaranatmika shakti, which makes you forget that there is something reality. So that's why when the conditioned soul gets chastisement, he thinks that this is the life, this is what life is. Beyond that, there is no life. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm supposed to get. There is nothing new in that. Sometimes nowadays, many devotees are told this, that some devotee went to office and he was smiling, he was blissful. His boss called him into his cabin. He went to his cabin and the boss told him, ask him, why are you so happy? So devotee told boss, what's wrong to become unhappy? To become unhappy is a good thing. No. You are happy means you are abnormal. Something wrong in you. That's why you are showing the symptoms of happiness. Why? Because the Maya, avaranatmika potentials covered our consciousness and are not allowing us to see the reality. So the best example is, we can see from scripture, is Kandu Rishi. Kandu Rishi was a great Rishi. He was doing austerity. Great austerity. So naturally, if some devotee or some sadhu does austerity, one person becomes frightened. Gets frightened up. That is Indra. Indra was become fearful. Probably he was doing austerity to take up my position, to usurp my position. He wanted to enjoy the king of heaven. So what Indra does always? He wants to always disturb the mind of such a person who performs the austerity. So Indra sent a beautiful apsara to distract the mind of the Kandu Rishi. And her name was Pramalocha. There is a locha in her name. So the name only indicates she is going to create some locha in the life of the Kandu Rishi. So this Pramalocha came and started alluring the Kandu Rishi. And as Dhyayato Vishampamsa Sangasteshu Pajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kamat. Moment Kandu Rishi saw her, he got desire to associate with her and he forget about everything. And got attracted towards that Pramalocha. And started associating with the Pramalocha. And after associating with few days or few times, Kandu Rishi took his Kamandalu and was going to the river to do his Gayatri, to do his Sandhya. And Pramalocha asked him, hey, where are you going? Kandu Rishi said, what do you mean, where I am going? It's evening time. I am supposed to do my Sandhya, I am supposed to do my Gayatri, I am supposed to offer the prayers to the Lord, it's my duty, I am a Brahmana. So Pramalocha told Kandu Rishi, do you know how much time has passed while sitting with me, while spending time with me, while associating with me, how much time has passed? So Kandu Rishi told, no, I have spent few hours with you only. Some time I spent with you, why are you asking this question to me? He said, my dear sage, you have spent 1,000 years, 6 months, 3 days with me. 1,000 years, 6 months and 3 days with me. This much amount of time he spent with the Pramalocha, he forget about everything, about his duties, about his devotional service because of the power of this avaranatmika shakti. This avaranatmika shakti completely covered the consciousness of the Kandu Rishi. So this is the first potency of maya, avaranatmika shakti. So now second potency of maya, nartham pratiyata. Whatever false, maya makes us that this is the truth. So body cannot produce happiness, but the maya makes us believe you enjoy your senses, you enjoy your body, you will get going to get the happiness. You can't find the solution to the problem in this world. Scientists, the maya bewilder scientists in this way. Problems are increasing, but maya giving the hope to the scientists. Oh, no problem. No matter how much problems are increased, you are intelligent people. You can find the solution to these problems. So Prahlad Maharaj very beautifully says in this prayer to Narasingha, Yasmat priya priya viyoga samyoga janma shokagninasakalayo nishadayamanam dukkhaushadam tadapi dukkhamatadhyayam bhumam bhramame vadame tavadasya yogam. Prahlad Maharaj says why the people suffers because of two things. Yasmat priya viyoga. What are dear to us, it goes away from us. Viyoga. We feel separation from that thing which is dear to us. And apriya samyoga. Many times it happens in our life. I don't want to be with this person, but Prakriti makes an arrangement that we have to stay with that person. I don't like that particular thing. Many times we run away from the things which don't like. But the Prakriti arranges the thing in such a way that we are forced to do that thing. Because priya is getting separated, apriya is getting samyoga connected. What happens? Shok agnina, it creates the fire, eruption of agni, of shoka in our heart. So one may say, okay, I may do pious activity, I may go to heavenly planets, and I may enjoy there. No. Sakala yonishu. Whether demigod, whether animal, whether human, whether Brahmaji. Sakala yonishu dahiyamana. One is getting suffered because of that. So, some of the scientists may say, fine, dukkha aushadam. I'll find aushada for this dukkha. I'll find solution. Some solution for these problems. So what further, in further verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, dukkha aushadam tadapi dukkham atadhyayam. Problem of the solution is that aushadha, that solution creates more dukkha, more problems, more miseries. Therefore, only one solution for all these miseries, bhumam brahmame vadame tavadasya yogam. Just to become your devotee, tavadasya, your servant, that's the only solution. There is no other solution present for any misery in this world. So, prakshapatmika shakti, the second person called is prakshapatmika shakti. They project something. And what they project hope in the life of conditioned soul. That still you can enjoy, still you can win. Just like in movies, they show a lot of actions, a lot of drama, a lot of romance, then a lot of lot of contrast. And they, throughout the 3 hours, they show that just to attend that girl, just to attend that boy, the girl and boy are suffering, they are going away from the home, they are fighting with many enemies. And at the end, hence they lived happily. That's how they project. So conditioned soul, what they think? This is what we're supposed to do. To get that girl, to get that boy, we need to go to any extreme. So that I can live or I can enjoy happily. Creating hope, which is not possible. The hope, which is impossible to attain, that hope, the prakshapatmika shakti creates by projecting the things in our consciousness. And the best example is Yudhishthira Maharaj gives to Yaksha. Yaksha asks Yudhishthira Maharaj, what is the best thing or what is the most surprising thing in the world? Tell me. Yaksha asks Yudhishthira Maharaj 100 questions. And this is the last question Yaksha asks. Tell me most amazing thing, most surprising thing in this world. And what answer Yudhishthira Maharaj gives? Ahani ahani bhutani गच्छन्ति यमालयं शेषास्थावरमिच्छन्ति किम् आश्चर्यम् अतः परम् अहनि अहनि भूतानि गच्छन्ति यमालयं वि सी एवरी टाइम माय ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स हैज पास्ड अवे माय रिलेटिव्स हैव पास्ड अवे माय अंकल आंटी हैज पास्ड अवे माय फ्रेंड्स हैज पास्ड अवे स्टिल व्हेन इट कम्स टू अस शेषास्थावर इच्छन्ति वि स्टिल हैव होप्स दैट वी विल लिव फॉर एवर वी कैन एंजॉय द लाइफ फॉर एवर वी विल नेवर डाई दैट्स अ होप स्टिल पीपल हैज दैट्स व्हाई दे डोंट वॉन्ट टू टॉक अबाउट डेथ डिवोटीज व्हेन दे गो टू प्रीच समबडी एंड व्हेन दे स्पीक अबाउट डेथ व्हाट द पीपल सेज व्हाई आर यू स्पीकिंग अबाउट डेथ व्हाई डोंट यू एंजॉय लाइफ राइट नाउ व्हाई यू स्पीक अबाउट डेथ व्हिच इज गोइंग टू हैपन आफ्टर मेनी इयर्स स्पीक अबाउट लाइफ हाउ टू एंजॉय लाइफ एंजॉय दिस मोमेंट जीने के है चार दिन बाकी है बेकार दिन जाए जाए जवानी फिर ना आए दिस जवानी इज देयर एंजॉय व्हाई डोंट यू एंजॉय बट द डिवोटीज आर नॉट रनिंग अवे फ्रॉम डेथ दे आर डीलिंग विद डेथ रादर बाय सेइंग दैट आई वॉन्ट टू एंजॉय लाइफ राइट नाउ आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू टॉक अबाउट डेथ बाय सेइंग दिस और बाय डूइंग दिस दीज पीपल वॉन्ट टू रन अवे फ्रॉम डेथ दे डोंट वॉन्ट टू डील द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ डेथ बिकॉज ऑफ दिस प्रक्षेपात्मिका शक्ति द बेस्ट एग्जाम्पल फॉर महाभारत इज युधिष्ठिर धृतराष्ट्र सॉरी युधिष्ठिर धृतराष्ट्र नाउ इफ यू स्टार्ट रीडिंग महाभारत इन द वेरी बिगिनिंग पेजेस ऑफ महाभारत इनिशियली व्हेन जन्मेजय आस्क्ड वैशंपायन टू स्पीक अबाउट महाभारत द वैशंपायन ऋषि इनिशियली गिव सिनॉप्सिस ऑफ महाभारत एंड वेरी शॉर्ट इन फ्यू वर्सेस ही टोल्ड एंटायर महाभारत ही टेल्स एंटायर महाभारत इन अ सिनॉप्सिस हाउ द दुष्यंत वॉज हाउ द दुष्यंत Shantanu was there, from how the Bhishma came, Kaurava Pandavas came, how they went to forest, how they get punishment, how the war happened, and in 10 to 15 verses, entire Mahabharata is summarized. But after that, in next verses, he gives the discussion between, he presents a discussion between Sanjaya and Dhritarashtra after Duryodhana has been killed by the Bhima. And Dhritarashtra shows his mentality that how much he was still hopeful to win the war. So I'm going to read all those things. What Dhritarashtra says to Sanjaya. So first point he says, when Arjuna shoot most difficult target in the assembly of King Drupad and took the Draupadi in front of the great warriors, oh Sanjaya, I lost all hope of victory. That time only I lost all hope of victory. But still, I was hopeful. When Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra, and Krishna and Balaram did not object this, but came to Indraprastha to give dowry instead. At that time, I lost all hopes of victory. But still, he was hopeful. When Arjuna did not allow Indra to shower rain on Khandav forest, and allow Agni to consume the Khandav forest, by protecting the Agni by the arrows, at that time, I lost all hopes of victory. When I heard the Pandavas were rescued along with their mother from the fire in the Varnavat, from the house made of flax, Sanjaya, I lost all hope of victories. After marriage of Draupadi, when I came to know that there is an alliance between the Pandavas and Drupad, or king of Panchal, or kingdom of Panchal, Sanjaya, I lost all hope of victories. When I heard that without using any weapon, Bhima just went to the kingdom of Magadha and killed Jarasandha, Sanjaya, at that time only, I lost all hopes of victory. When I heard that Pandava subdued all the other kings in the world and performed Rajasya sacrifice, oh dear Sanjaya, I lost all hope of victories. When I came to know that Draupadi had been dragged by the hair to the assembly house by the Dushasana, Sanjaya, I lost all hope of victories. When I heard that foolish Duryodhana tried to disrobe the Draupadi, but could not able to do that, foolish Dushasana tried to disrobe Draupadi, but could not able to do that, Oh Sanjay, at that time only, I lost all of our victories. When I heard that wicked Shakuni defeated Pandavas in gambling and took away their kingdom, but despite being so powerful like Bhima and Arjuna, they followed their brother to the forest. Sanjaya, I lost all of our victories. While going to forest, Yudhishthira was looking sad and expressing his sadness through various gestures. When he was expressing his sadness through various gestures, oh Sanjaya, I lost all hope of victories. When I heard that despite staying in the forest, despite being beggar, Yudhishthira was feeding thousands of sadhus and brahmacharis there in the forest, Sanjaya, I lost all hope of victories at that time. When I heard that Arjuna acquired the Pashupata Astra by satisfying the Lord Shiva, by defeating Lord Shiva, by fighting in war with Lord Shiva, he satisfied him. When I heard that, Sanjaya, I lost all of our victories. When I heard that Arjuna went to heavenly planet in self-same body and acquired divine weapons, at that time only, I lost all of our victories. When I heard that Arjuna defeated demons like Kalakeya and Paulumeya, who were harassing the demigods and protected the demigods from these demons, at that time, I lost all of our victories. When I heard the Pandavas are doing pilgrimage tour with the great Lomash Rishi, at that time, I lost all of our victories. Lomash Rishi is the eldest person in this world. He has Loma, he has Kesha in his body. And his life is that when one day Prabha passes, his one Kesha gets broke away. An amount of hair are there on his body, that amount of time is going to leave. So such a long life he has. But when Yudhishthira Maharaj met him, he was not staying in the house. He was just loitering like that. So Yudhishthira Maharaj told him, why don't you make some hut and stay inside that? He said, who has time to do that? Life is very short. With such a long sushi, they traveled throughout the various places in the Bharatvarsha as a pilgrim. When I heard that Bhima and other Pandavas could go to Kubera, abode of Kubera, where human beings cannot go, which is inaccessible for human being, at that time only, I lost all of our victories. When I heard that Arjuna released Duryodhana from the clutches of, from the captive of the Gandharvas, when Duryodhana was trying to mistreat the Gandharva girl, at that time only, oh Sanjaya, I lost all of our victories. When I heard that Yudhishthira gave answers to all difficult questions, one of the questions we saw just a few minutes back, difficult and deep questions of Yakshas, despite his brother being unconscious, at that time only, I lost all of our victories. When I heard that to take a revenge of the insult of Draupadi, Bhima killed Kichaka. So Kichaka insulted Draupadi. He tried to molest Draupadi in the kingdom of Virat when they were incognito. That time what Bhima did? He killed Kichaka and made football into him and threw him like a football. So when I heard that, at that time only I lost all of our victories. Then when I heard that Arjuna single-handedly defeated all the warriors of Kaurava in the Virat Yuddha, at that time only I lost all of our victories. When I heard that King of Virat handed over his daughter to Arjuna, but Arjuna did not accept that daughter to him, but instead offered his daughter to his own son Abhimanyu, at that time only I lost all of our victories. Seeing the character of Arjuna. When I heard that Supreme Personal God Krishna is always ready to help Pandavas in the war, there was no hope for me to win in the war. When Krishna came as a peace messenger in our assembly, but because of my wicked son, because of my foolish son, we could not able to make that peace agreement. Oh, Sanjaya, at that time, I lost all of our victories. When Duryodhana tried to kidnap or tried to arrest Krishna by the instruction of wicked Karna, and that time, Krishna showed partial, universal form. Oh, Sanjaya, I lost all of our victories. When Krishna consoled Kunti, when Krishna came as a peace messenger, Kunti came to Krishna and she was crying, like piteously crying, and Krishna consoled Kunti and gave her solace that don't worry, your sons are going to win. At that time only, I lost all of our victories. When I heard that Bhishma, Drona and Kripa were giving the blessings to Yudhishthir on the battlefield, they were in the side of Kauravas, but they were still giving the blessings to Yudhishthir Maharaj, Vijayi Bhava. At that time only, I lost all of our victories. When Karna said to Bhishma that till that point you are there in the war field, I will not fight, I lost all of our victories. When I came to the Arjuna, Krishna and Gandiva Bho are together, combination, see, Arjuna, Krishna and Gandiva Bho, all three are together in one chariot, I lost all of our victories. When Arjuna saw the universal form of Krishna, and in that form he saw all the Kauravas getting crushed in his time form, I lost all of our victory. When Bhishma told Pandava the solution, how to kill me, Bhishma himself told Pandavas, bring the chicken in between, then only you can kill me. When I heard that, I lost all of our victories. When Arjuna defeated Bhishma with the help of Shikhandi, at that time, I lost all hope of victory. When I saw that all the planets were indicating the signs of victory of Pandava, and dogs are barking, indicating the inauspicious for us, I lost all hope of victory. When Dronacharya could not able to kill a single Pandava, despite being an Acharya, I lost all hope of victory. When I heard that single-handedly Abhimanyu broke the Chakravyuh and fought with many Kauravas, I lost all hope of victory. In the deadliest battle of Mahabharata is the war of Abhimanyu and war of Jayadrath. When everyone together killed Abhimanyu, I realized that we are not going to win. I lost all hope of victory. When Arjuna took the vow to kill Jayadratha and he fulfilled his vow, in that war, Arjuna killed almost two-third army of Kauravas. That was fierce battle Arjuna fought. I lost all of our victory. When horse of Arjuna got tired, but despite that, people were attacking Arjuna and Arjuna was still fighting with them and defeated them. Oh Sanjaya, I lost all of our victory. When Satyaki could able to disperse the army of Dronacharya and able to reach Arjuna to help him, I lost all of our victory. When there was a battle between Karna and Bhima, and Karna could not able to defeat Bhima, oh Sanjaya, I lost all of our victory. When the Karna lost his divine weapon, which he got from Indra, in the exchange of Kavach and Kundala, but he lost his weapon in killing this Rakshasa, Ghatatkacha, at that time I lost all of our victory. When Nakul, the story is in Mahabharata, Nakul, who is not as brave or as furious as Arjuna and Bhima, but such a simple Nakul, single-handedly, one day, could able to defeat all the warriors of Kaurava, including Shalya and Dronacharya also. At that time, I lost all of our victory. When Narayanastra released by the Ashwatthama, could not able to kill Pandavas, I lost all of our victory. When I came to know that Bhima drank the blood of Dushasana by killing him, I lost all my victory. When Arjuna killed Karna, I lost all my victory. When Yudhishthira Maharaj defeated the great warrior Shalya, I lost all my victory. And finally, when Duryodhan took shelter of water with the use of mystic power and sat inside of water, I lost all my victory. And when the Bhima broke the thigh of Duryodhan, taking instruction from Krishna, breaking all codes of the club fighting, oh Sanjaya, I lost all hope of victory. I summarized it actually. More than 100 such statements are there in Mahabharata. He is telling that I lost all hope of victory, but still at every time he was still hopeful that I can win the war. That's why he was not allowing Duryodhan to stop. He was not stopping Duryodhan. Don't go ahead. Stop it. We cannot win the war. That's the Prakshipatmika Shakti. And that's what mentioned in the second verse. That because of pious activity, we may earn some wealth. But when the person loses wealth, he does not approach the Supreme Person of Godhead. He still takes shelter of the living dead. So, he cannot do that. That's the power of Prakshepatmika Shakti. Another example we can see again. The example of Kamsa. Sometimes this Prakshepatmika Shakti acts to the bad association also. When last child of Devaki, which Kamsa saw as a girl, which she about to crush to the ground, and that girl came out to be a Durga Devi, and when she told that your all efforts are futile because one who is supposed to kill you has already taken birth. That time, for some time, Kamsa becomes very sober. He realized his mistake and he was very peaceful. He was very, what you can say, repenting. He released the Devaki and Vasudev. He begged forgiveness from them. But the bad association, the bad Rakshasas, which were surrounding Kamsa, what they told Kamsa? Why are you frightened? Why are you fearful? All the demigods are fearful of you. They cannot see you eye to eye. They are literally frightened of you. And as far as Vishnu is concerned, Vishnu is dependent on the yajna performed by the devotees. So what you want to do? You just want to destroy the yajnas made by the brahmanas and kill all the devotees. That's it. This Vishnu will automatically become weak. He cannot harm you. And immediately, for a small amount of time, Kamsa, who was about to become very sober and spiritual, immediately because of the prakshepana, he again revived all his bad qualities and started killing mercilessly small children born in the last 10 days by telling Putna to go and kill them. This is the Prakshepatmika Shakti. Another example of Duryodhana. Just like I mentioned while it's telling these many statements of Dhritarashtra, when Duryodhana went to forest to tease the Pandavas, and that time he just tried to molest one Gandharva girl, Gandharva captured him. And this Gandharva defeated all the warriors of Kauravas, Karna and Dushyasana and Shakuni, all of them he defeated. And that time Arjuna came and defeated Gandharvas and released Duryodhana. And Duryodhana got insulted a lot because my enemies released me. Now, I cannot bear this insult because one is honored, dishonor is worse than death, Prabhupada says in the purport. And Duryodhana sat in the forest. Now, no more fight, no more achieving kingdom and no more becoming king. I just want to sit here and chant Hare Krishna, something like that. May not be chanting Hare Krishna, but something like that. At that time, Karna came, Dushyasana came, Shakuni came. What are you doing? Sometimes we lose. Why are you bothered? Many Rakshasas have took shelter in your body. Sometimes we lose, but in next war, we will definitely defeat Pandavas. Don't worry, Pandavas are nothing in front of you. Come to kingdom, rule. We can easily defeat, we can easily kill all Pandavas. Through that bad association, Prakshepatmika Shakti pumped all the wrong things in the heart of Duryodhana, who was about to renounce everything again. Came to kingdom and started doing all nonsense. So that's what happened with the conditioned soul. So that's why the residents of Jambudvipa, they offer obeisances to Maya. The residents of Jambudvipa offer prayers by saying a very beautiful verse. Vadanti Vishwam Kavayo Smanashmaram Pashantya Dhyatma Vidho Vipashitam Tathapi Mayanti Tavaja Mayaya. So vismitam krityam atam nato smitam. This is vadanti vishwam. We may say that, oh, we are a devotee. We may not fall into maya. Vadanti vishwam. They say that this world is false. Kavayosma nashvara. Many intelligent people say that. It's nashvara. Pashyanti adhyatma vidho vipashyitam. They try to see through their knowledge also. Adhyatma. But Tathapi muhyanti tavaja maya. Despite saying this, despite preaching this many times, they themselves get caught up by the maya. It happens with also many times. We heard this philosophy again and again. Still, we sometimes get victimized by the Maya. Tathapi mohiyante tavaj Maya. Such a powerful Maya, I offer my obeisances. Suvismitam krutyam atam natosmitam. To such a Maya, I offer my obeisances. So how to come out of this prakshipatmika shakti? How to come out of this avaranatmika shakti of the Maya? For us, who are very prone to Maya, just like was Giriraj Maharaj told Prabhupada. Prabhupada, sometimes in a day I feel that I'm in Maya. Prabhupada told him, you are always in Maya. Sometimes you are in Krishna. So most of the times we are in Maya. Sometimes we are in Krishna. While chanting also we are sometimes in Maya. But while chanting, we think of Maya more than Krishna. We think of our own plan more than our Krishna's. Think about Krishna, serving Krishna. So how to come out of that? That's why Prabhupada has given the system and Bhagavan also says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Hear these things again and again and again, especially early in the morning, before starting your service or before starting your job. Hear this thing. Just like when the plane takes off, if by a small angle the plane deviates, then instead of going to Delhi from Mumbai, it may land up into Karachi. It may happen because small angle, few second angle in deviation, may land up into big angle and the plane may land up into the different city altogether. And many times the plane is always out of track. So how the plane reaches the desired destination? Because the plane is always connected to radar. The person sitting with the radar always gives information. You are going out of track, come to on track, come to on track, change your direction. Bring back to a normal track. Because it's connected to radar, plane could able to maintain its track and could able to reach the proper destination. So hearing Bhagavatam in the morning is like a radar. To the verse of Bhagavatam, to various speakers, Krishna is indicating us. You may go off track, be on track. Yesterday you have gone off track a little bit. Come on track, so that with proper consciousness we can spend our day and we can proceed to proper destination of spiritual world. So that's what Bhagavatam also says. Brahmadeva says, the Narad Muni says to Brahmadeva says to Narad Muni, Maya vrnito amushoyam Ishvarasya numodita Shunvata shaddhaya nityam Maya yatma namuhyati. If you hear Maya vrnito amushoyam, if you speak about Maya every day, Maya vrnito amushoyam. But how? Not the way materialists speak about Maya. They speak about Maya to enjoy Maya. Maya vrnito amushoyam Ishvarasya anumodita. In accordance with the Parameshwara, in accordance with the devotee, in accordance with the Lord's version, Maya vrnito amushoyam Ishvarasya shunvata shraddhaya nityam. If you hear it with a faith, nitya, every day, Maya atma namuhyati. Such a person never falls down into the Maya. And that's how devotee respond to Maya. They never let their senses go away from Krishna. They never take the risk to enter Maya into their heart. Parikshit Maharaj was a pure devotee from womb. He saw Krishna within the womb. There was never a time he forget Krishna. Still, when he got that curse, he wanted to hear about Krishna 7 days and 7 nights. Why? Even though he would not have heard, his consciousness was thorough. And because of thorough consciousness, he would have easily attained the spiritual world. But what Bhagavatam says, Na uttama shloka vartanam jushatam tat kathamrutam sat sambrahanta kalepi smaratam tat padambujam. This was because those uttama shloka vartanam, those who had dedicated their lives to translate topics of the personality of Godhead, of him, Vedic hymns always sing, and who are constantly engaged in remembering the lotus feet of Lord, do not take any risk of having misconception even at the time of death. Rishabhdev is the best example. When Sukadeva Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami, why Rishabhdev, having mystic power, did not use his mystic power? So what he says? That प्योर डिवोटी नेवर पुट्स फेथ इन द माइंड नहीं कृषि कुरिया सख्यम मनसी या नमस्तितम यद विश्रम्भे चिरा चीर्णम यद नहीं करी कुरिया सख्यम यो विश्रम्भे चिरा चीर्णम चस्कंद तप ऐश्वरम बिकॉज when one tries to use mystic power, mind may deviate his mind from the Krishna to the use of mystic power. He may, that mystic power make him feeling of controller. And the moment we get a feeling of controller, we get trapped by the Maya. So pure devotee never take that risk. So that's why despite having that mystic power, they never use that mystic power. They focus their mind on hearing about Krishna, on remembering about the Krishna. And finally, I will end this class with the example of Srila Prabhupada. So once Prabhupada was praying to Krishna very intensely, so one disciple approached Prabhupada and asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what are you praying to Krishna? Prabhupada says that, I prayed to Krishna so that I will never become fall into Maya. And disciple says, Prabhupada, you are never in Maya. Why you don't need to pray like that to Krishna? Prabhupada says, because I pray like that daily, I never fall into Maya. But as far as you are concerned, you are not aware of the power of Maya. You are taking Maya very casually, very lightly. That's why you are prone to fall into Maya. So these great devotees, these great acharyas, and Srimad Bhagavatam telling us again and again and again so that we may not be captivated by the prakshapatmika of the Shakti and we will always remain focused on our path and could be able to achieve our desired goal. I'll stop here. If anybody has any comment or question or correction, they are most welcome. Okay. Yes, any question? Yes, yes, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So you mentioned we are always in Maya, as Prabhupada also mentioned that we stay in Maya and sometimes we are Krishna conscious. So for students and working professionals, we have to do our duties. So how being in Maya, we can be Krishna conscious?
So Prabhupada gives a very simple example, or best example. Okay. If you could able to spend our japa time very nicely, if we could able to focus our full attention, or at least try to focus, we may not able to focus because that's not so easy. Despite chanting many days, many years, our still mind can deviate. But if we could able to focus our best time, our best consciousness, our best efforts in trying to remember Krishna during morning time, that's what we're supposed to do, because that time the distractions are quite less, traffic is quite less. After that, traffic jumps happens. If you could able to do that, then when you work, Krishna comes into our work. We don't get affected by our work and we don't get victim to Maya while doing our activity or work or our other duties. So famous saying is there, na? In Hindi they say, agar tera man tere na, Krishna says, agar tera man tere naam mein, agar tera man tere kaam mein, to main mere dham mein. While chanting, if you think about your own work other than me, I am in my abode. Agar tera man mere naam mein, to main tere kaam mein. So if we want to protect ourselves from the victim of Maya, best thing is we have to put our all energy to try to remember Krishna while chanting our morning rounds. That is the best thing, we can do that. Okay? Hare Krishna, Gantra, Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much.